This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Apollo Education Group, the parent company of the University of Phoenix, today tells the world how much money it made last quarter. The for-profit higher ed industry has been riddled with challenges in recent years. The other day, the Department of Defense banned the University of Phoenix from recruiting on military bases. Gigi Duban has more.
The University of Phoenix hasn't hit rock bottom, but it's well on its way. That's according to Paul Fain, the news editor at Inside Higher Ed. Couple of reasons for that. One, new players in the market.
There's lower cost providers. There's nonprofit colleges like Southern New Hampshire and Liberty, all of which are kind of nipping at Phoenix's market share.
Second, Fain says, Phoenix got way too big.
You know, they were huge. 475,000 students is absolutely gigantic.
Last year, enrollment dropped to less than half that. And that may be more manageable, but that's also a big problem. James Hyatt is with the Center for the Study of Higher Education at UC Berkeley.
If the enrollment's down, the revenues will be down.
If that weren't enough, the University of Phoenix is under investigation by federal and state governments. They're looking into the school's recruiting and business practices. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.